On episode 408 of the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, I discuss strategies for the holidays. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/408.
Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go.
Hello, and thank you for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness podcast. I am kind of excited. You know, we're getting into the holiday season, and this can be a really good time for us, or this can be a really bad time for us, depending on how we approach the holidays. So I wanted to do an episode on holiday strategies. It's something that's been top of mind for me because I'm going to be doing quite a bit of traveling. My wife and I will be coming back to the States, and we'll be visiting family. So we're going to be in a few different places, and I'm going to list those off because if you're in any of these places, I'd love to meet up for a coffee, maybe a glass of wine, something like that. So we're looking at New Orleans, Asheville, North Carolina, Asheboro, North Carolina, Maryville, Indiana, and Pensacola, Florida. So if you're in any of those areas, hit me with an email, alan@40plusfitnesspodcast.com. I'd love to spend just a little bit of time with you, get to know you a little bit better, and we can talk, shop, health and fitness, of course. But as we get into the holidays and things are going, typically what happens is our whole schedule kind of gets turned on its ear. Our whole routine, the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, become very, very different as we're spending time with family, as we're preparing meals, as we're doing office parties, the whole bit. And so I'm going to go through each of the four kind of pillar areas of fitness and health. That's going to include food, exercise or training, sleep, and stress, because all of these can be adversely affected by the things that are going on during the holidays. And as I have this conversation, you're going to hear me kind of go back to two basic tenets. The first one is that we need to plan. If you don't plan, the quote, failing to plan is planning to fail. Okay, so we're going to talk about planning for each of these. And then we're also going to talk about strategizing, because your approach to things could be very, very different than my approach to them based on our needs and based on our past. So let's go through each of these and kind of talk about what's going on with each. Okay, I'm going to start with food, because that seems to be the big one that I think a lot of people struggle with. Is that, you know, now there's all these kind of different foods. There's the cookies and the pies and the potlucks and the parties and the, you know, the family get-togethers and all the traditional meal things that we're eating that we wouldn't eat normally. Okay, plus just the volume. You know, it's very easy to overeat. It seems to be a basic theme that happens every Thanksgiving for most people. And so, as I said with food, you need to have a plan. Okay, and that plan needs to include what you are going to eat and what you're not going to eat. Because to say that you're not going to eat Aunt Mabel's dessert is probably a falsehood. You are going to eat it, but you need a plan to make sure that you don't overindulge. So how do we do that? Well, that's where we fall back on the strategies. Okay, now what I know is if I go in to Thanksgiving dinner or a potluck or a party, I have to be very clear about managing my plate, okay? And how do I do that? Well, one is I make sure that at least 25% of my plate is a protein source. And so I'll look for a turkey or a ham. I'll try to make sure I get something that doesn't have all the glazing and all the other stuff on it. And so it's just basically trying to get a meat, okay? That's 25% of my plate right there. 50% is going to be vegetables, and not vegetables with goops and stuff on them. You know, they're none of these onion crumbles and that kind of thing, or not mixed up in some kind of a soupy mix. Basically vegetables. And if I can't find the vegetables, then that's going to lead me to my next one that we're going to talk about. But I'm going to try to fill my plate, about half of it, with vegetables. And that leaves me with about a quarter of my plate where I can kind of sample some of the other things. So if there's a, you know, a little bit of yam, it's got a little bit of marshmallow on it. Okay, fine. I'll have a little bit of that. If there's a dessert Aunt Mabel made, I'm going to have a little bit of that. But at this point, I'm showing her I don't have much room on my plate. So there, little dab of that. That way people see that you're at least paying attention, you're enjoying yourself, and it doesn't look like you're not eating or not participating. So manage your plate. I know it's very difficult, all that food's in front of you, but if you have this strategy in front of you where you say, okay, this is the lineup for my plate, and I'm allowing myself this little quarter to have those little indulgences, that's your detour. That's the detour that you chose to take, and it's a much better one. Now, I talked earlier about what if these foods aren't available? Well, I typically like to either try to host or bring a dish. So when I go to my mother's for Thanksgiving, one of the things I'll do is I'll request that I make the turkey. Okay. And this way I know how I've made the turkey. I know, you know, that I've made it in the way that it's a better quality turkey, typically organic. So I know what I'm getting with the turkey. And then I'll have the turkey. My mother will also cook a ham. So there'll be ham there and there'll be turkey. And I typically just stick to the turkey. I will probably have a little bit of that ham, but as I said, that's my quarter where I can kind of go do a little bit of that. And then I will often also bring a vegetable dish. And so this will be something like where I'll go out and I'll steam some broccoli, and maybe I'll go ahead and make a cheese sauce that they can pour over it if that's how they want to eat it. But I'll do mine without that. Maybe I'll put a pat of butter on there just to give it a little bit of flavor, sprinkle it with some garlic powder, something like that. So basically at that point, I have my vegetable. I also, and I sent this recipe to my mail list, you should have gotten it a couple days ago, about 2 weeks ago, was on a cauliflower rice. And so sometimes I'll do things like that, make a cauliflower rice or something like that, that'll go with my meal pretty well. And so if I'm doing those things, then that's 3/4 of my plate. And now I can go around and I can have some of the other things that my family traditionally makes for Thanksgiving. And it doesn't look like I'm not participating. I'm there with them and I'm enjoying the meal. So have a plan, have a strategy, know what's made you fail in the past and try to work things out that are going to help make sure that you're staying on track. We get invited to a lot of things. Just because you get invited to something doesn't mean you absolutely have to go. If you have to show face, like Christmas party with company, you kind of need to be there. Great. But try to manage what you're doing while you're there. Go in with that plan. Go in there with that strategy so you know that the food that you're eating is not going to derail you too much. Okay. It's a departure you've chosen, but don't just go wild. Then the next thing I wanted to talk about was activity. Obviously, if you're traveling out of town or you're off work, you kind of set your routine different. Maybe the gym that you work out at is closer to your office and not so close to your home. Maybe the gym's closed certain days that you would normally like to work out. So again, it's the plan and strategize. And the planning means if I know the gym's closed on a particular day, maybe I need to do a bodyweight workout. Maybe that's a good day for me to consider doing something cardio or balance or mobility related that I don't do on a regular basis, but I know I need to do more. Then I'll do those things. If you're traveling, pack those resistance bands and plan yourself a resistance band body weight workout in your hotel room before you go over to the family, or in your bedroom before you come out and spend time with family. Go on one of the Thanksgiving turkey trot runs that happen almost everywhere. Do some things like that that you wouldn't normally do, but do them with a plan. And then the strategies would be, if there's things that would typically keep you from working out, again, have that accountability, have those strategies, whatever that might look like for you. You know, you might tell a friend, okay, we're having the week off and we're both going in these two directions, and we're going to promise each other that we're going to work out 3 times per this week. Even though this is a holiday week, we're going to do 3 workouts. And then you email each other or text each other and say, hey, did you get your workout in? Yeah, I've got mine. You got yours. Okay, great. I'll call you on Wednesday. Those kind of things. So you've got an accountability. You've got a strategy that's going to keep you moving forward rather than falling back into that quicksand that the holidays can often become. So just make sure that you have a movement plan as you go into the holidays so that it's not just sitting around talking to family. I used to set up a football game with the kids after the meal. And sometimes my brothers and sisters would come out and play. And that was so much fun. But as the kids have gotten older, as we've gotten older, fewer and fewer people would go out there. And so standing out there by yourself with a football in your hand isn't a whole lot of fun. So I'll probably be going on, probably doing some cardio work and probably do some mobility work during that time because that tradition went away. But have a plan, have a strategy, and know what's going to work for you as you go in the holidays to make sure that you're continuing to move. You need that movement, okay? Sleep. often during the holidays, there's a lot of activities going on, but we have days off. And so I'd encourage you to use this as an opportunity to focus on the quality of your sleep. This is a really good time of year to do that. The sun's setting, you know, days are shorter. This is a good time for you to figure out a good time to go to bed to wake up when you want to wake up. And so I'd encourage you to take advantage of the time off. Don't make it all about chores, all about family, going around and doing all this stuff. Try to figure out your sleep. Sleep is highly underutilized as a tool for health. We are mostly sleep deprived. If you're not getting 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep each night, you are sleep deprived. Even if you say, I don't need as much, I'm telling you, you probably do. You just don't get as much. You can still function, but you're not functioning optimally. So when we start talking about plan and strategy, okay, the planning would be trying to figure out the bedtime. The plan would be trying to know that you want to avoid certain things that are going to disrupt your sleep, like staying up watching TV too late, having the lights on instead of using more of a natural light. And then, of course, alcohol. If you're having more alcohol during this time of year than you normally would, that's probably adversely affecting your sleep. And it's just something to consider. So as you get into the strategies, it's like, okay, how do I not sit down and binge Netflix or the Lifetime channel with all of the Christmas movies, which I'm pretty sure my wife's going to start playing pretty soon here. She can find a Netflix series where she can start watching all this Christmas stuff. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to be happening around my house. So let's not binge on the TV and the Netflix. Let's use this as an opportunity to really get to sleep earlier, get the sleep we need, try to figure out a strategy or an approach that's going to not only work for us during these holidays, but something that we can actually carry forward into the new year and say, okay, when I go to sleep, it's at 8:30. I typically wake up between 4 and 6 and I feel great. I get a good night's sleep. I get the good sleep cycles in and I feel really good. So 8:30 is my bedtime now. Do I always go to bed at 8:30? No, sometimes things come up. My wife wants to do something. We want to go out and have dinner, and dinner kind of stretches a little long. So I don't make my 8:30 all the time. But generally, I now have that routine, and that's more normal for me than not. And the holidays are a really good time for you to try to figure that out, what works best for you. Okay, the final one is stress. And the holidays in and of themselves can be very, very stressful. I, for one, can put my hand up and say, yeah. First time I made broccoli, or bought broccoli, to cook for Thanksgiving dinner, my mother was a little frustrated with me. She's like, well, we have all this food. Now we're going to have all this wasted food because you're making an extra vegetable. And I was thinking, well, I still want these vegetables. So I cooked the broccoli, a little frustrated, but there was a little stress there. And so just recognizing that getting together with people, going to office parties, doing this and that is kind of stressful on the body. So take some time. You know, a lot of us do holiday time. We get vacation. We're away from work. We're away from a lot of the stressors in our lives. But in the background, that stress still runs in our head. I know if I'm going to be away from work for 2 weeks, I'm going to have to pay the piper for that one because there's going to be a lot of work to catch up on when I get back to the office. I was one who liked to work right up to Christmas Day. Most people had taken that day off, those days off that week. I liked to work those days because the office was slow. I was able to get in and get really well organized going into the new year, and that actually allowed me to enjoy my Christmas a lot better. So my plan had always been go ahead and work up to Christmas Eve, and do these things that are going to make the next year easier. So that was scheduling, cleaning out my inbox, answering any like lingering little things that I had put off. And it was a very, very productive time for me. So that strategy paid off. You know, go on into the office, work your regular days right up until that point. And then when I took the week off, I felt so much better. Now, when it came to family stress, I just had to realize what I can control and what I can't control. And then I also came up, you know, I use this mantra, and I've talked about it a few times, I'm sure, is if something is not going to be affecting you in 5 years, then it's not worth worrying about for 5 minutes. It just isn't. There's nothing that's going on now. If it's not going to be affecting you, or you're not even going to remember it in 5 years, it's not a big deal. it's a little deal, and you're making a big deal out of a little deal. So take some time to think through what are the real things that matter in your life. That's one of the cool things about the holidays is the time with family and a time we're doing these things. It really is a great opportunity for us to get our priorities straight, to get ourselves organized, to find ways to maybe have less stress next year. And so if you can do any of those things, then that's a win in your health and fitness. So try to stay in control. Try to be relaxed during the holidays. Enjoy the holidays. Don't let stress rule you. And then when you get to a point where you can get ahead of stress, boom, now you've got something going on. So that's kind of it. You know, as we go into these holidays, and I call it the holiday quicksand, you get into there and sink. And unfortunately, most of us, as we get into the holidays, we're going to gain some weight. We're not going to move as much because our routine's busted. We're not going to sleep as well. We're going to be even more stressed because there's still the office stuff, and then there, you know, work stuff, and then there's everything else that we've got to get done, and everywhere else we got to be. You know, you'd think 3,000 miles of driving, I'd be all stressed out about it. Not a bit. I'm going to be downloading all kinds of audiobooks and podcasts, and I'm going to enjoy that time. And yeah, that's a lot of time to be sitting in a car, but I'm going to make sure I have movement built around that. I'm going to make sure that the food that I'm taking in nourishes my body. I'm going to still be getting all the sleep that I would normally be getting the same way I would get it. You know, just I'll get up early and we'll hit the road. My wife can sleep in the car. I can get the driving done, and we can get to our next destination in time for me to get to bed in time. And then the stress again is, you know, I have plans and strategies, things I'll be doing. For me, sometimes driving is actually more meditative, particularly when you're on the interstate and you're just driving down the interstate. It's just, for me, it's just a good time to get into my head and just relax and think about all the good things that have happened this year. Like having you on this podcast. The podcast has grown this year, and I'm just really excited about that. We're going to be coming up on our 4 years of doing this podcast, and this is episode, I think, 408. So pretty excited. Good things are happening. And I want you to have a wonderful holiday season. You know, we're going to be making good things happen here, and really excited to have you. I hope you will come out and check out our Facebook group. That's continuing to grow. We're now over 800, I think. So it's really cool to have a community like that where we can share and talk. And so come on out. It's 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/Facebook. Love to have you out there as we go through the holidays. Let's go through it together. If you need some help, you know, you want to strategize or plan, send me a message. You know, you can message me on Facebook, or you can email me, Alan@40plusfitnesspodcast.com. I love getting those emails. I respond to every single one of them. And it's really just really cool to have that opportunity to connect with you. And of course, if you're in any of those cities I mentioned at the beginning of this, please do email me, and let's have a little bit of time together. All right. Well, have a great holiday season, and I'll be talking to you next week. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, I discuss set points. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.